Honorable Mayor and council members, yes, yesterday around 5 o'clock in the evening, officers were dispatched out to Pan American Park regarding a party, actually a loud music hall, because there was a live band or a DJ type of circumstance out there with a lot of people enjoying the festivities for Memorial Day. Officer went out there and basically told them to turn the music down and left the scene. About an hour later, we were dispatched out to a shots call at that same park. Gang units responded, obviously, to the fact that there was gunfire, along with patrol units from the East Division. After talking at length with my detectives, what we ascertained from what happened out there that night, or yesterday afternoon, was that there was a large family reunion, apparently, that occurs at that park every year. And a lot of good people out there, ranging from the ages of babies all the way to 90 years old. They had bounce houses, barbecues, DJs, clowns, even comics were out there with a large family crowd. Amongst them were some not good people. Not a lot of them, but there were a couple of people that obviously got into an altercation out there. From my understanding, what happened through my detectives was that this was a family event, a traditional family event, and some of the younger people in the family wanted to invite some friends of theirs. And basically the older people in the family said, no, that's not how it's going to be. This is a family event. This is not where you bring your friends. And that's where the altercation ensued. We have some good witnesses out there, and actually one of the mothers out there is part of the Mothers Against Gangs program. And they were not Long Beach residents. They were coming to our city because they know that that park is a great park to enjoy their families. They know that it's safe there and have been doing it for over 20 years. So this is an isolated incident. Patrol officers are continually working with Parks and Recreation to patrol our parks, and will do so through the summer months, knowing that there's a heightened population out there due to the park activities and the nice weather. So we'll continue to do that as a police department and make sure the units are out there just doing district guard checks and still communicating with Parks and Rec. And just so you know, on a quarterly basis, the lieutenant out at the East Division does meet with Parks and Recreation. They talk about any issues or concerns related to the parks, and we address them accordingly. So we do have an ongoing working relationship with them, and want to keep facilitating that in the future.
Mr. Mayor, if I can, just get some clarification. How many calls for service were there for that particular event? Because I know some constituents expressed concern about that, and I just wanted that clarified.
Regarding the noise call, we did receive one calls for service with a refused calling party, which doesn't matter to us if they're refused, but it was one call for service. And we got that call came in at 5:01, and we were there by 5:15 and cleared about 10 minutes later.
And the other thing, Mr. Mayor, I wanted to clarify with Mr. Hester is that we have park rangers, but they do not patrol Pan Am. In fact, if you could just clarify that they only patrol El Dorado Park.
Mr. Mayor, members of City Council, Councilman Sipsky, that is correct. We have rangers that are stationed only in El Dorado Park East during this particular time. Also, I might mention that we have staff, since yesterday was a holiday, they were on a holiday schedule, which means they were at the park from 10 till 4. And as the commander says, there was a large amount of people in the park during that particular time. And the police have been extremely beneficial and helpful in going by that park. We check with the supervisors on a regular basis. And so there's been regular police drive-bys to make sure that they're very, very visible. One of the other reasons is because, again, it's adjacent to a large Bobby Sox complex, and so there's a lot of activity there on a regular basis. Fortunately, yesterday there was not a tournament that was taking place, which historically does take place on Memorial Day. And so, at least from that standpoint, we didn't have a problem, again, with as a result of a lot of extra people that were in the general area, again, across the street at the school site who use that particular facility.
Well, one thing I do think, Mr. Mayor, we're going to have, as a council, revisit the whole issue about the funding for park rangers, particularly because I think a lot of our citizens do not understand that they were cut and decimated, and that the police department has actually had to take the responsibility for patrolling, and perhaps maybe look at some ability to have not necessarily an armed person in the park, but perhaps somebody who could patrol in a uniform with walkie-talkie from the parks service to be able to contact the police, because that would help. Because obviously the police can't be everywhere, but We just wanted to get some clarification. I know that you and Mr. Hester are going to meet with my residents on Saturday to explain the very same thing you just did, because that was obviously a great concern, and I appreciate it. Thank
yes,
you.
Anytime.
Commander Holt, Councilmember Gavitch.
Thank you, Mayor. Actually, Phil, I just have a question. Did I understand you to say that because it was a holiday, our time for staffing in the parks was reduced?
Your Honor, during the regular week, we staff the parks from 3 till 6, and we also staff on Saturdays from 12 to 4. On holidays, we're funded to be able to staff from 10 to 4.
Okay, so it was increased time. Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you, Commander. Appreciate it.